Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day, and we ask that your name be glorified in all that we do. We ask that we may love you, honor you, and serve you, especially as we continue through this month of July, and we continue to celebrate all that you are doing for us. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, yesterday, of course, was Independence Day, and today I had said that I was going to continue further on this whole concept of teaching about the most important thing we do is to pray. And one of the things that popped into my mind as I was doing that, and I said, I have to think of that for the next day's program, and here we are. And one of the things I thought of in doing that is this simple understanding about what we've been going through in this country, especially over the last month. And the question has to do with, are we living the relationship with Christ, or are we focused on doing rules? And that is always the tension in Christianity and Catholicism. And so definitely carrying on from yesterday, one of the things I thought I'd bring up is this deep understanding. I always teach, and I always will teach, that the most important thing you can do each and every day is to pray. There is nothing more important than that. Nothing. So think of it that way, that prayer is essential. Now, one of the questions that came up on the Reddit forum a little while ago is, if someone is a mortal sin, should they still pray? And that obviously the answer is absolutely. What is a mortal sin? A lot of people from non-Catholic groups may not understand the Catholic understanding of venial and mortal sin, which actually comes to us from St. Paul. And a venial sin is a minor sin. It's not anything really serious, except for it's a sin, obviously. But, you know, it's a minor sin. I'm trying to think of a minor sin that, as the old saying goes, the just person sins seven times daily. Okay, I can give you a classic one. The speed limit is 30 and you're going 40. That probably is a venial sin. Now, I should say probably, depending on the context and everything else. If the speed limit is 30 and you're in a hairpin turn and they tell you it's 30 for a reason and you go 40, yeah, that's a little bit more serious. As you can understand, there is a part of Route 90 that's like that, in case you didn't know, that's in Cleveland, and it's near Lake Erie. And as you know, for those of you who are outside of the Massachusetts area, Route 90 begins in Boston and continues until Washington. So you can actually tell where you are in relation to different parts of the country by knowing where the interstates are. 90 is the top one. Well, in the Boston area, the speed limit, I don't know if it still is, but for the longest time, for the end area was 25 miles an hour. That would bring us right into South Station. And I don't know anyone who ever went 25 miles an hour in that little section of road. It's about 2 miles. And anyone who did would tie up traffic. And I was on the road the other day, and I didn't see the 25 mile an hour sign. So I don't know. It might still be there. But so for Bostonians, where it says 25 miles an hour on Route 90, they kind of go, I don't know, you know, if I go 25 miles an hour in Boston on this Route 90, I'm going to get rear-ended. So in Cleveland, there is a section of road that says, slow down, go 25 miles an hour. And I, for the very first time, now this is long ago, the very first time in Cleveland said, well, yeah, but they do that in Boston and no one pays any attention. So why should I pay attention to it here on the same road? And there was this big hairpin turn. Well, I tell people to this day, you go through, if you're on Route 90 and you're driving to Chicago or whatever, and you come to Cleveland, it says, slow down to 25 miles an hour. Slow down to 25 miles an hour. I swear I almost ended up in Lake Erie. So there's this hairpin turn. But anyway, a venial sin is a smaller sin. And like I said, maybe going 40 in a 30 mile an hour zone, keeping in mind that the safe speed, don't go this, the safe speed is 5 miles an hour above the speed limit. That's actually the way why they judge the speed limits. Okay, however, a a mortal sin would be breaking one of the commandments, do something very serious, anything that would lead to or that does cut off your relationship with God. That's one of the reasons why going to church is so important, if you can go to church. If you can't go to church, obviously, it's a different story. But if you can go to, it's so important because you can turn around and say, I think I'm good enough to get to heaven, but you don't have any relationship with God. And that is always where God measured everything. That's where Jesus measured everything. Remember, when he turned around in his parables and had one of his characters, which is like the groom, turning to the unwise virgins, how does he reject the character, reject the other characters in his parables? I never knew you. So you can see that relationship is key. That's where it all is. So our role is to always make sure that we're in a relationship with God and we are teaching others. So that question, you know, if someone is in a mortal sin, should they still engage in prayer? Absolutely. Because you're strengthening your weak, but strengthening or rebuilding your relationship with Christ. If you turn around and say, well, I'm in mortal sin, I can't even talk to God, then you will stay in mortal sin. So prayer is always essential at all times, always, 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 always the most important thing. And if we're not teaching that, and a lot of times we're not, we're making a huge, huge, huge mistake for which some people may be held accountable by powers that are. We'll talk more on the other side of the break. You're listening to St. Anthony Overnight from St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online on the free apps or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. And don't forget our own website. We're at SaintSTAnthonyAlston.org, or obviously you can find us through the podcast website, CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. Now, I wanted to touch on what I meant by some people may be held accountable for powers that are. Well, what I'm actually talking about is if you're teaching people that they are not living the faith to the standard they're supposed to, you're telling them they're going to end up in hell, or you're teaching them different aspects of what is sin and what is not, and you're not teaching prayer, or you're just not teaching prayer at all, and all you're teaching is sin, I don't think God is pleased by that. That's that he is the power that is. So the powers that are there, that is him. I don't think he's pleased by that. Because, again, what is the rule? We're called to love God and love neighbor. The only way you can love God and neighbor is if you are a person of prayer. And if you can follow all the rules until the cows come home, and as I say, and the cows do eventually come home. But you can follow all the rules until the cows come home. But if you're not loving God and neighbor, you're not following the rules that he has set up. They're simply, well, they're not simply two rules. They are two rules. And the reason why I say they're not simply is they are difficult rules to follow. But they are love of God and love of neighbor. And there are all these things that you hear people say, that you hear people outspoken of, that you hear people do all kinds of different things. All these things that are there that are all about loving God and loving neighbor. However, they're all teaching rules. And they're also in the midst of condemning people all the time. I'll give you a classic example. And this angers people when I say this, but we just finished what the secular world calls Pride Month, what the Catholic world referred to as a special devotion to the Sacred Heart, but what the secular world called Pride Month. And a lot of people were, you know, and obviously there's a lot of political issues. I'm not talking about those at this point. And a lot of people were condemning those people who were recognizing Pride Month. Okay. Again, that's the secular world. But even within the Catholic faith, you see all these people, and this is wrong. However, are you teaching anybody to pray? Because if you're not teaching anyone to pray, then all your questions and your statements, regardless of what the issue is, regardless of what, you know, I just happen to use Pride Month as an example, regardless of what we're talking about, regardless of what thing that is going on in this country that you like or you don't like, regardless of all of that, if you're not teaching people to pray and you're only teaching people to follow rules, you are not doing God's will. Wow, that's a powerful statement, but that is true. You are not doing God's will. There's I might as well say it. He's an archbishop. I won't say who he is, who I've never met, and he's a wonderful guy. He's very highly respected and everything else. But I've criticized when I've read him say, remember, and other bishops followed along, remember, we have to pursue virtue. Yes, that's true. But if we're not pursuing prayer first and we're only pursuing virtue, then we walk down the path that Aristotle taught, and Aristotle was a pagan. Please keep that in mind. Oh, yeah, it's important for us to teach virtue. There are plenty of atheists who are fine people, many of them very fine people, who pursue virtue, but they don't believe in Christ. They don't have that relationship with Christ. So our whole thing, we have to be teaching that, and too many times, especially in my church, the Catholic Church, not my parish, the Catholic Church, people aren't teaching that. That's why I know, like I said, there are probably evangelicals listening now and say, what? They don't teach that. They do teach it, but a lot of people don't. It's a relationship is absolutely essential. Then you follow the rules. So prayer is important. So we have to be teaching people how to pray. We'll get back to talking about the readings tomorrow. In the meantime, have yourself a blessed day. If you would like to support our program, please consider a donation to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. There are several ways to consider this. One is to purchase any of our merchandise, which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. There are coffee mugs there. There's also my latest book, Encounter Christ in Your Humanity, all of which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can also donate to the show directly through either the Donate tab, also at CatholicAudioMedia.com, or by sending a donation to the U.S. Postal Service with your questions and comments at 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. That's St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. Finally, the best way you can support our parish is to attend Mass on Sundays at 10 o'clock and be a part of our parish. We thank you for any support you would like to give to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts, the sponsoring parish for this media outreach to Catholics and other Christians in the WROL, WEZE, and podcast listening audience. In Cristo vivimos.